Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, "Some of that stuff wasn't junk"? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Just the last week or two, just because of some travel situations and etc. But it's great to be back talking to everybody and fill you in on what's going on in the world of junk removal. I'm Alan Cook. I am coming to you live from Northern Chicago, where I've been for the last 2.5 days, cleaning out an apartment for a wonderful elderly couple that are downsizing and need to get rid of some stuff. And I am going to my favorite place in Chicago, which is the Chicago Executive Airport, which is on the northern side of Chicago. And it is right next to a Ramada Hotel where I've stayed the last couple of nights. My parents tell me that when I was a kid, the first word that they remember me saying was the word jet. So anytime I'm around corporate jets, I just get kind of excited. And it just so happened that using my Wyndham points that I had, I was able to book a room here for a couple of nights for free just using some points, and I didn't have to use that many points. And it just happens to be right next to the Chicago Executive Airport. So I am also doing a little bit of a shout out for the app called MyFitnessPal, which I have used in years gone by to just track how many steps you take and the food that you eat and all that kind of thing. And recently I was just kind of feeling like, you know what, I've been popping down too many McChickens from McDonald's or something. So I kind of put myself back on that app, and that's the app that also counts your steps. You know how they say 10,000 steps a day is a good thing, right? Well, I had gone back to some stuff I had done in the past where I actually kept track of what I was eating and drinking, and the app, you know, calculates, you know, how many calories and how much fat and how much protein and all that stuff. But it was really the steps that I was interested in. And I started really on this 10,000 steps a day thing. I started doing this a couple of nights ago. I guess it may have been Monday night when I was in the Denver airport waiting for a flight to come to Chicago. And I had some time, and I thought, you know, they just added on to the A terminal at the Denver airport. I should just walk to the end of this terminal, take my phone with me so it automatically counts the steps, and let's just see how many steps I did. Well, I ended up doing that, and I put in, I don't know, like 11,000 steps or something like that on Monday, and today's Thursday, and I've just continued to do it. But the reason, and I just came back from this folks' apartment, really nice couple. Everything went well. And I went to the transfer station in northern Cook County, and those folks are fabulous. They are really good at what they do. I just came from there. I'm now in the parking lot at the airport looking at these cool jets, and I'm going to do the show from this airport because last night at about 8 o'clock, I looked at my phone, and with this job that I've been doing where I'm up on the second floor of a small apartment complex, and I'm going down three flights of stairs to get down to the main level and then out to the front to load some stuff in a pickup truck. And in the process of doing that yesterday and filling up the truck about three times, I had walked around 5,400 steps. So last night at about 8 o'clock, I just had the idea, why don't I go out and just walk around this airport? Now, this is a big airport with, you know, long runways and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't sure that I would be able to do it and go all the way around, and I really wasn't sure how long it was going to take. But I made a video of it last night to put up on YouTube just because I sat here and thought, you know, it's kind of cool that you just go out and take a walk and you make a video of it. There's a bunch of other people around the country that like to walk too. Maybe somebody will watch it and get inspired to go out and walk a bunch of steps themselves. So about 8 o'clock last night, I started making this video as I start walking around this executive airport. And I had the time of my life doing this, and I did walk around the entire airport. And it took me about an hour and a half, and I logged in about 8,000 more steps. So that by the time I was done yesterday, I had put in 13,500 steps. But I made a short little video of it, which I'm going to put up on YouTube. And I just wanted to kind of come back to this airport because it was so much fun to be here. Now, I got to tell you, when I'm a big fan of Dassault Falcon, it's D-A-S-S-A-U-L-T, a French company, Dassault Falcon Corporate Jets. They have one called an F7. And when FedEx started, they started with one of the small Falcon jets. And I made a couple of times in my life, I have built the plastic model of that jet just because I like corporate jets so much. And there was a Dassault Falcon F7 parked here last night that had a call number on the tail that said N, like Nancy, 1AZ. And then on the tail of the plane, it had the insignia of the Arizona Cardinals NFL football team. So it was a company plane from the Arizona Cardinals here in Chicago, probably a recruiting plane or something, I don't know. And it was just a gorgeous plane, and it was parked here last night. I am parked across the chain link fence from where that plane was parked last night, and it is now gone. When I left the hotel this morning, it was moving and starting to taxi out, I guess, to the runway or something. But anyway, I guess the point is, you know, when you're a kid and you say the word jet, I guess it kind of sticks with you. And I have just had so much fun. I mean, and, you know, I'm 6'3 and about 230. So when it's dark and I'm in the northern part of Chicago, which is awesome, and I'm out walking by myself around the perimeter of a giant airport, that's not exactly the safest place for anybody to be. But hey, it was, that didn't bother me at all. It was more the sights and sounds of the planes coming in and going out and everything. And I'm only maybe 10 to 15 miles north of O'Hare International Airport. So this has been kind of a really fun place to stay at a hotel when I just happen to be next to an executive airport. So that gets me into a topic, and this is a junk removal show where we talk about getting rid of junk and how to do it both at your home and also in your life. I guess one of the ways that what I'm saying, one of the ways to do it in your life is just go out and take a walk. And it doesn't have to be a long walk. It doesn't have to be an hour and a half. I used to work with a company that talked about and taught people how to better manage their time. And one of the instructors made a brilliant statement one day when he said, you know, if you want to go out and run a 5K and you haven't been running in a while, you don't go out the first day and try to run, you know, two or three miles. I mean, you just don't do that. What you need to do is run from your front porch to the end of your driveway. And I thought that was a great statement. In other words, just start small and build up from there. I got to tell you, I'm looking right now out on the runway. I think this plane just landed. Beautiful corporate jet just came in and landed and is now taxiing out here on the runway. And, you know, it's the way some people live. But I am just having fun with this because I'm right here next to this airport where all these jets are coming and landing. But last night, and this gets into another topic about branding. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to brand a business, you want to create a brand, there are various ways to do it. A shout out to Brian Scudamore, who is the brilliant guy who founded 1-800-GOT-JUNK, which is a massive mega million-dollar annual company with whole hundreds of franchises. And you know who I'm talking about because you'll see their trucks in your neighborhood. He wanted to create a brand name, and he wanted up in Vancouver, British Columbia, he went to a drive-in restaurant, and he saw some guy with a pickup truck out there. And the pickup truck said something like, you know, got an extra couch, call 313-JUNK. And that gave him an idea, and he wondered who has the 800 number that spells 1-800-GOT-JUNK, like got milk, right? Who's got that number? Well, the answer is a federal government office in Idaho had that number. So 60 times, Scudamore calls that office trying to get the number. On the 61st call, they either gave it to him or sold it to him. I think they gave it to him, but I don't know for sure. And he had his brand, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, right? It's the phone number. It's the name of the company. It's the website. It tells you what they do. It's all you need to put on the side of the trucks. It tells you what number to call. It's all very simple. And that is such a great move for any company. So I get involved in the junk removal business, and I start selling the good stuff and giving money back to people. So I'm looking for a name following the success that he's had, and I find a phone number available that's spelled 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. So I got that number for probably 10 bucks or something. I don't know. It was cheap. And that created my brand. Well, last night, I'm out walking around, and I'm thinking about people who walk because I'm out doing this, and it's frankly a good thing to do. And it's a great way to try to lose some weight and maintain your weight and all that good stuff, as opposed to sitting on the couch and watching, you know, some show. So as I start walking around, I thought, well, this is such a unique thing that I'm doing. And, I mean, nobody goes out and walks around the perimeter of an airport. I mean, nobody's that crazy. It's a long ways from one corner to the other end of the corner. And it's like walking around a giant box from one corner to the next, to the next, to the next, and then you're finally back home. But I did it last night, and I was proud of myself, so I decided to make a video of what I was seeing so other people could come along. Well, when I finished and I was done with it, I went into the hotel room, and I thought, now where do I post this? I could post it on 1-800-JUNK-REFUND's YouTube channel, I could do that, and it would go on there and stuff, and I probably will put it there, but I thought, why not create some brand name for people who walk, you know? And I went in, I was curious on YouTube to see if the name Walk With Me, which I assumed was taken on YouTube, and it is. So last night, as I'm sitting there on my phone in the hotel room, I start thinking of names that have the word walk in it, you know? Step in Time, the Mary Poppins, you know, the wonderful song from the Mary Poppins Broadway show is one that I looked at. I looked at everything I could, you know, walk the talk and all kinds of, I probably looked at I don't know, 25 or 30 names. And what you really have to do to create the channel on YouTube, you have to first, at least the way I did it, you have to first create the Gmail account with the same name. So what you're doing is you're checking Gmail accounts. Now, a shout out for persistence, because if you go in and you think of three or four or five different names that have the word walk in it, you know, walking with me, take a walk, you know, walk the talk, you know, those kind of things, the odds are pretty high that those have been taken. Another big corporate jet just landed. It's gorgeous. And they have been taken. But if you keep looking for something that works, the more you look, the more persistent you are, the greater the chance you're going to have success. So I kept looking. As I'm lying there in my bed with my phone, I even pulled up Google and I said, words that rhyme with walk, right? And I looked at a bunch of those, 50 or 60 or 70 of those words that also could be used. And you know, when they tell a knock-knock joke, knock is one of the words that rhymes with it. When they tell a knock-knock joke, they say, knock-knock, who's there, right? Well, the name walk-walk, who's there, was available, which may sound funny, but when you're out walking and you're trying to suggest to other people come as well, or maybe they follow the videos or whatever, the idea of walk-walk, who's there, has a little bit of creativity to it, and that was available. So I went ahead and got that Gmail account. And I will probably upload this video as my first video on that YouTube channel. And then as I go throughout my life, if I continue to do this 10,000 steps a day, maybe once a week, I'll go do some unique place to walk and I'll film it and I'll just keep uploading another video. And maybe it will inspire and help people to go out and walk themselves and to kind of come along on my walks with me. Which, you know, kind of the idea of walk, walk, who's there? Who's with me? Who's coming along? That kind of an idea. Now, maybe a little bit of a stretch, but it was available, and it cost nothing. So my point is, using a little bit of creativity and a little bit of persistence, you can create a brand in one night, you know? And when you create that brand, it lasts for as long as you want to use it, and it costs you nothing. You just have to creatively come up with the in this case, a Gmail account that nobody else has used, and you have to then use that for a YouTube channel. But that's what I did, and it worked, and I was so proud of myself last night. I thought, you know, I can't wait to get back to Washington, D.C., and use that channel and upload a walking video, because let's be honest, everybody probably needs a little more exercise. And if you do that, you help get the junk out of your life. And so I've created a new brand, and it's, I think, kind of catchy, and I think it's a name that people can remember, and it's a play on the knock knock who's there jokes, which makes it kind of fun. So as I'm sitting here at the airport last night, just as a result of going out on a walk, I created a new brand that's never been created before. And that's kind of cool. I gave birth to a new brand. What I do with it, I don't know. We'll see. But it is a new brand, and I think it's kind of catchy, and I think it's kind of clever, and it's going to arouse people's curiosity because no one's ever used that term before. Walk, walk, who's there, right? But it will sound very familiar to people, and it kind of tells you what we're doing and kind of asks the question of, are you out walking too? So a couple of nights ago, I literally put in about 11,000 steps walking from one end of Terminal A at the Denver International Airport to the other end of the terminal. There are 79 gates in that terminal, and they start counting at about 17 or 18. And so I just went out and walked, you know, all the way down to one end, turned around, walked all the way down to the other end, and basically did that about 1.5 or maybe 2 times. And I had my 10,000 steps in. last night I walked around the airport, and it's a long stinking walk. I kind of thought when I looked at my phone at the end that I would have 23,000 steps, and I only had 13,000 steps. So that surprised me, but still, I had more than 10,000 steps. So there you go. Now you're living the life that I'm living here at the Chicago Executive Airport, where I'm sitting here watching corporate jets take off and land before I get on a plane later today and head back to Washington, D.C. But I'll come back and tell you about that in a minute. Anyway, there's segment one of the show, How to Create a Brand Without Spending a Dime. I'll be back to you in a few minutes. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. This is Alan Cook, your host, coming to you from the Chicago Executive Airport, Chicago, Illinois. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. It's your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from the Chicago Executive Airport, kind of the northwestern part of Chicago, maybe 10 miles north of O'Hare, something like that. I am here having just finished a junk removal job for an older couple who have a great story. He is from Bombay, India. She is not Indian. She is like half Greek, half Italian. They met each other here in Chicago. She is, I think, from Chicago originally. They've been married. They're about 80 years old. I know she is 80 because she told me today. She doesn't look 80, but she said 80 years old. She looks younger than that. And they have been married for 33 years. They've known each other for 48 years. And they met in school. So it's kind of a cool story. And they've lived in the apartment that they're in for 5 years. They're now moving out, but they don't know where they're going. And they had a bunch of stuff all arranged in their, I think it's a three-bedroom apartment. They had piles of stuff in each room. Some stuff really heavy. In fact, the heaviest thing that we moved was a long, heavy wooden table that kind of arches at 90-degree angles on both ends, rounded corners, so to speak. And it's just a heavy piece of furniture. I came here to do the job by myself. I came to help these folks about 3 weeks ago to clean out a storage unit, which only took a day, and that was easy. And they said, hey, can you come back and clean out our apartment? So I did. They wanted me to show up with, you know, a big truck and two guys. But I gave these guys initially and this second time a discounted price. And so you got to be careful what your expenses are. So I flew here on Monday. Well, let me back up, actually. Let me tell you more about what's going on in life. I have four wonderful kids. My oldest child is a daughter who is diabetic. She was diagnosed with diabetes when she was 13 years old. And she's one of these kids that has never been in trouble, has always done the right thing, is like completely obedient, and the perfect example for her younger siblings of how to live a great life. When she was in high school, she was the homecoming queen. She got straight A's in school. She got the highest scholarship an entering freshman can get at Brigham Young University. They only give out 25 of these to 25 women every year, 25 men every year. She was one of the 25 women who got this award. And she is just a a top-notch kid. So excuse me for bragging about her. I just kind of observe her, but I just love talking about her. Well, she is now 36, got married a year ago, and they got pregnant, and it's a high-risk pregnancy when you're a diabetic, so you got to be careful. So everybody knew that going in, and everything is pretty good in the pregnancy until about 7 months, which is about where she is now. The due date was July 10th, and I won't tell you too many details here just to protect her privacy, but the bottom line is, about a week ago, her body said, you know what, I don't know if I can carry this baby the next couple of months. And they made the decision on Sunday of earlier this week to get the baby out because it was starting to create some sensitive signs in my daughter's health. And you got to protect her as well as the baby. The baby was okay because the baby's about 30 weeks old and has a strong heart rate and everything's good. Well, the bottom line is I was supposed to fly to Chicago Sunday night. I left Washington, D.C. I fly on Frontier Airlines. I love those guys because the fares are so darn cheap when you are a not only a Discount Den member, that's your email club where you get discounted fares. But I buy the Go Wild Pass every year for $599. And then that gives me unlimited travel for a year that I go in and I book. These are confirmed seats. There's no standbys or not getting bumped or any of that stuff. These are confirmed seats just like everybody else. But you have to book them 24 hours in advance. So last Saturday night, I go in to check the fares to get to Chicago because this wonderful couple is expecting me here Monday morning. The fare is $31 from Washington, D.C. through Denver, then back to Chicago. So I book the fare and I go to Denver. I've got about a 4 or 5 hour layover in Denver. And while I'm there, I get the word that the doctors have decided to take the baby that night and deliver the baby that night 2 months early, instead of waiting for what they were hoping would be another 2 weeks until about the 29th of May, which puts the baby at week 34, which drops some of the significant risks of taking the baby early, and it just makes it safer for everybody. So that was the original goal. But my wonderful daughter, her body basically said, I don't think I can keep this kid in here for another couple of weeks. And so Sunday night, the baby's born. I call the people in Chicago from Denver and say, hey, sorry, I can't be there tomorrow. I've got to go to Utah. My daughter just gave birth 2 months early. I got to make sure everything's cool. Well, these guys were great, and they understood. And I flew to Utah. And I've got to just tell you what this was like. This is my first granddaughter, and the baby was born Sunday night on Mother's Day, about 9:30, but because she's 2 months early, she's 4 pounds, 1 ounce. If she's 12 inches long, that's probably stretching it, but her little heart is pumping just fine. Her lungs are doing just fine. And I took the flight, altered the flights, and I canceled the second half of my $31 flight to Chicago, so I could buy a one-way ticket the next morning early from Denver to Salt Lake City for $16. So I did that. So I arrive in Salt Lake Monday morning, 7:30, drive down to the hospital, and I get to see my new granddaughter, all 4 pounds, 1 ounce of her. Now, that's quite a sight. This little kid, you think about your life and what's important to you right now in life. And Here is a brand new baby, 4 pounds, 1 ounce, all kinds of wires attached to her to monitor her health. You can probably hear the rain, by the way, coming down in Chicago. Getting a pretty decent rainstorm right now. Let's turn the volume up a little bit. Hopefully out talk the rain. But she's got wires attached to her little body. Her little chest is just pumping in and out. Her lungs are healthy. apparently her brain is not fully developed yet and won't be for another couple of weeks. When we walked into the room at the hospital there was a little baby crying with his high-pitched cry, and my daughter immediately knew that that was her child before we came around the corner. She said, oh, that's Lucy. And she was right. And here is this little girl with a tube down her throat, a little stocking cap on her head. They basically got her under a heat lamp to keep her warm, and I'm sure there's other reasons for the light that they want to put on her. But you can't blind her eyes either, so they have a blindfold on her, a little beanie on her head, so she can't see anything. She's got a beanie on her head. She's got tubes going in her. She's got four or five wires attached to her body. And when you look at her little toes and her little fingernails and you start counting them and you realize, my gosh, the kid has fingernails at this age, right? You just thank God she's safe. And I asked the nurses, after standing there for a few minutes, looking at this precious little girl, I thought, you know, there are a lot of things that you can worry about, get concerned about, you know, et cetera. I mean, we can fly from San Diego to Boston in about 5 to 6 hours, and we get mad if they misplace our luggage, right? So you couldn't do that 100 years ago in the same amount of speed or whatever. And it's just an amazing thing that we have. Well, you take away everything that you own in life, and you put yourself in an intensive care unit at a hospital, and all you're concerned about is staying alive, right? You own absolutely nothing, which is true of my little granddaughter. All you're trying to do is beat the odds and get another couple of weeks in so that some of the main parts of your body are properly formed. And I asked the nurses there, I said, all things considered, on a scale of 1 to 10, how is little Lucy doing? And they immediately said, 10. And I went, good enough, you've just answered my question. So the fact is, she's doing as well as you can possibly be doing, given the situation that she's in. And she's healthy, she's strong, she's got a good set of pipes in her, as evidenced by her crying. My daughter is doing fine. I think my daughter probably has gone home by now. They were saying Monday that they were going to release her probably the next day or two, but they're going to keep the baby in the hospital until around the first part of July. And she's in very good hands at Utah Valley Regional Medical Center, or Utah Valley Hospital in Provo, Utah. And hats off to the doctors, the nurses, the staff, everybody there who has done such a great job. So my daughter and her husband get to go home. She gets to recover there. The baby stays in the hospital, is being perfectly cared for. And knock on wood, and thank God, everything continues to go as well as it has been. And we have a wonderful new grandchild. Now, I got to tell you, when people start calling me grandpa, and I'm 66 years old, when people start calling me grandpa, I feel like I'm about 46, and I tend to have the energy of someone who's about 36. So when they start calling me grandpa, that one hits me. It's kind of funny. I'm not used to that. But I'm very proud of it, and it takes me back to when I was a kid and the wonderful experiences that I had with my grandfathers, and how nice they were and how great they were in my life. I'm kind of proud that the shoe is on the other foot now, so to speak, and I get to do some fun things for my growing list of grandchildren and help them out and make life wonderful for them. So, you know, they say what goes around comes around, and this week has been kind of an amazing week. So I flew into Salt Lake City for $16 on Monday morning. Everything was great. I was there. I saw the baby. Everybody's fine. My daughter and my son-in-law are doing great. But I was on a plane back in Salt Lake City at 6 o'clock, headed back to Denver, and then at about 11 o'clock, went to O'Hare, and got into O'Hare, Chicago O'Hare at 2 a.m., slept in the airport. I'm one of these strange guys that could do that. I could find a little place off at the side of a gate where nobody is, and I can literally lie down on the floor and fall asleep, and I actually get some sleep. How's that for strange? But I can do that. I've done that many, many times, both in Denver and other places. But I did that Monday night in Chicago. Tuesday morning, I rent the truck from Payless Truck Rental, a pickup truck. I go show up at the apartment, and the lady completely loses it because she's expecting two guys in a big truck. I show up with one guy and a pickup truck. I told her she just needed to calm down and relax, or she was going to have a heart attack. And she did. She calmed down and relaxed, and she didn't have a heart attack. And I spent all day Tuesday loading up three pickup truckloads of stuff and taking it to various places in Chicago. Went back Wednesday, did the same thing, and went back this morning to a little storage unit they had in a separate place, loaded up one more load of stuff. That has all been distributed now. And now I'm doing the radio show from the Chicago Executive Airport, and when this is done, I will head back to O'Hare and turn the truck in, and my return flight to Washington, which I booked last night, is also $31, but it leaves from Midway, not from O'Hare. So I have to get myself from O'Hare over to Midway, and then I'm home free. I fly back to Denver. I get to Denver at about midnight. I fly out at about 5:30, 5:45 in the morning to Washington, and I'm home in Washington by noon tomorrow. So that has been my last 4 or 5 days. And I'm telling you, in the midst of doing that, after loading a truck, going up and down the steps, or walking 5,000 steps up and down during the day, I still have the energy to go out and walk another 8,000 steps for an hour and a half and go completely around Chicago Executive Airport, which is where I'm doing the show from right now. So that gives you a little bit of insight into my life and what it's like. The job went well. I took a load of stuff to the scrap metal yard. I even gave some plants to the hotel owner of the Ramada Inn where I stayed. I said, hey, I've got some plants here. Would you like them? And they went, sure. And then they said, please let us know when you need a place to stay again. And I went, okay. I hit the Glenview Transfer Station. That's what it's called. Northern Cook County, Glenview Transfer Station. These folks are terrific, and they have been great, and they're great to work with. Everything has just worked like a charm. I donated some stuff for these folks to Goodwill and got them a receipt. And they are pleased as punch. Everything's done, and they're happy, and they got their job done. So the baby's back in the hospital, healthy and strong. My daughter is back home, recuperating. Everything's good on the family front. And I will tell you, that decision, when someone has paid you, in this case, they paid me in advance to come to Chicago for part two of their junk removal job. When they paid you in advance and they said, we need you here Monday, May 13th, and Sunday night, May 12th, they decide to deliver your grandchild. You have a decision to make, and it's kind of simple. Family first, as they always say. So I called them, these clients from the airport in Denver, talked to the gentleman. I said, hey, here's the situation. And the guy was so cool. He actually interrupted me, and he said, say no more. Go out to Utah. Take care of your family. If you can come here Tuesday or Wednesday, that will be fine. And I kind of thought we were going to do this job Wednesday. It turns out we got it done Tuesday, Wednesday, and it took part of Thursday. But it's done. They're happy. And the lady is particularly stunned that one guy and one truck got everything out of her apartment that she would have bet her life was going to take two people and a big truck. But I'm one of those guys that's always liked a good challenge, and in this case, it worked. It's all done. And she just looked at me. In fact, when I took the largest, heaviest piece of furniture out of the house and was starting to go down the steps with it, she just said, I can't watch this. I just can't watch this. And she went into another room, and everything worked out fine, and nothing broke. And it's all out of her place, and she's thrilled. So anyway, there you go. There's a little bit of what's going on in Chicago. We're going to take a break and be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show, coming to you live from the Chicago Executive Airport, just north of O'Hare in Chicago, Illinois, where I've just finished up another junk removal job on the road. Be back here on BBS Radio in just a moment after we take a break.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
And that's the golden voice of our producer, Don Newsome. His brother, Doug, sounds exactly like him. And they are the geniuses behind BBS Radio and TV.com. So it's BBSRadio.com. And they're also getting involved in TV. And they do a terrific job. They've been very supportive of our show. We've been doing this show for almost a year now. And I think with this show plus a show I did on CBS Radio a few years ago for about a year, arguably it's probably the longest running junk removal show in the world, I think. I don't know. I guess we'll see. So anyway, other thing, just I hope you can tell as I do the show that I have a fun life. And I enjoy my life. I enjoy the adventures. I'm generally quite a happy guy. And I tend to make friends pretty much wherever I go. And I'm having a blast with life. And that's what you want it to be like. I think that's kind of why we're all on the planet. I don't think we were really sent down here to be, you know, mad at each other and stressed out. But life has stresses with it. And, you know, running a junk removal business where you get asked to go around the country and do jobs, and you have flights you got to arrange and all that kind of stuff, that can be stressful. But in the meantime, trying to look after your health and take care of yourself is also a good thing. If you have not taken a look at the MyFitnessPal app, it's a free app. You can download that, and it'll start tracking your steps for you on your phone. You can log in the different things that you eat, and it will tell you how you're doing. It will keep track of everything for you. You're probably familiar with the famous surgeon named Ben Carson, who is out of the Baltimore area. A great guy, a real faith-filled, God-fearing, talented surgeon who, years ago, a book was written about him, and he's just a very well-known success story in the medical field. Ben said once in a seminar I think he was giving that if everybody consumed only 1,500 calories per day and spent 30 minutes a day walking, most doctors would be out of work in this country. Now, keep that in mind. That's pretty simple stuff. 1,500 calories a day and 30 minutes of walking. And you're going to probably be in the upper, you know, echelon of your class in terms of health and fitness if you just do that on a regular basis. So I'm having some fun with this app, just kind of starting with walking that I did in the Denver airport on Monday night. And I've continued it for the last few days. And I get a lot of steps in just doing what I do, especially when I'm on the road by myself doing a junk removal job. I'm walking back and forth from the apartment to the truck and all that kind of stuff. So that adds up. But I also like the idea of keeping track of what you eat, because it starts to make you think twice about the decisions of what you're about to eat. And one of the ways to get the junk out of your life is to be careful with what you eat, right? So anyway, it's I'm just having some fun with it. It's a little effort that I've started earlier this week, and I've continued it. And I got to tell you, I like how I feel. And I feel like I'm hauling around less stuff than normal. So I feel like I'm headed the right direction, let's put it that way. And when you're on the road like this and you're doing these jobs, it's very easy to just go in and grab fast food and eat it. You know, it almost is like a reward for getting through the day or something. But then you start to feel it around your midsection when you're in your mid-60s. And I'm not a big fan of those growing midsections in your mid-60s. I'm trying to get mine back down, you know, to where it should be. But anyway, I'm having some fun doing that. And I think somebody can call in and correct me if I'm wrong, 888-627-6008. I think Under Armour owns My Fitness Pal. I think they bought them years ago. But I'm having fun with that app, and it's working. I'm having fun in Chicago. I've been here a few times doing jobs. I feel like I know the area a little bit. I had fun seeing the corporate plane from the Arizona Cardinals, which was here the last 2 days, I think, that it was parked here on the runway. I'm kind of living the dream of the corporate jet world, because I'm watching them land and take off here at this airport. And I think of what it might cost to own a corporate jet, and then I say to myself, well, wait a minute, I can fly from, you know, Washington, D.C. to Salt Lake City one way for $25 using the Frontier Airlines Go Wild Pass, and which means I can fly out to Salt Lake, see family, come back to Washington for $50 total. And that's just kind of a killer way to do it. I do want to say something about being a dad. I've got kids that are out in Utah. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and the world is a very small place when you can hop on an airplane and about direct flight about 4 hours later, you can be in Salt Lake City and you can go see your family. When my daughter, about 10 days ago, her body started kind of making some changes, and all of a sudden we realized, oops, this baby is going to come sooner rather than later. I just felt the responsibility to get out there and support her, and I flew out there, I think last Thursday night, when I found out what was going on and that she was in the hospital. I flew out, and I told her, I said, I'm going to come out here once a week until we get this little kid born and home safe, and I'm happy to do it, and it's a priority for me. And when I walked into the hospital room to see her, I guess it was last Friday maybe, and she's there, and she doesn't know for sure what's going to happen, but her body is moving in the direction of this kid's going to come soon. Just the joy on her face when her dad walked in the hospital room, and she commented a couple times, I just can't believe you're actually here, something like that. That's what makes life worth it. And just being there to support her and to show her through my actions that she's a priority was important to me. And I literally was out there on Friday. I guess I flew back. Maybe I was there Thursday. I can't remember. Another corporate jet just took off. It's such a fun sight to see. But I was out there Thursday, I guess I was out there. I flew back to Denver Thursday night. I flew to Washington, D.C. Friday morning. I land in D.C. at about noon, And that night at 7 o'clock in Baltimore at Camden Yards is the Baltimore Orioles versus the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it's a bobblehead night. And I love to go to the bobblehead games and collect the different bobbleheads that they give away. I always buy the cheap seats, like 15 or 20 bucks, up in the section 300 or 400s. You know, I do this with the Washington Nationals as well. And I love to collect the bobbleheads. And they were honoring last Friday, they were honoring Mr. Splash, who is a guy that dresses up like a little kid about to jump in a backyard pool, you know, with the little waist thing, the inflatable waisty thing goes around his waist. He's got the goggles on. He's got a hat on. And he's out in left center field. If you haven't seen this, just Google Mr. Splash, and it'll pull up, I'm sure. He's out in left center field, and anytime the Baltimore Orioles do something spectacular, he turns on the hose and just shoots a stream of water up in the air, which comes down and drenches the section of people that are sitting right in front of him. He is such a popular guy at the stadium that they did a Mr. Splash bobblehead Friday night. And when I was there at the hospital on Thursday with my daughter, I told her that I'll be at a bobblehead game Friday night, and I'll get you a bobblehead, which I did. I bought a second ticket, got a second bobblehead, and then bought a little, I'm going to call it a little new infant outfit that is a Baltimore Orioles infant outfit. And this is all relevant to my daughter because that's where I took her for baseball games when she grew up in Maryland. So she loves the memories of going to Camden Yards and watching the Baltimore Orioles and Cal Ripken play back in her day. So my point in, you know, telling all this travel stuff, I guess I'm just trying to illustrate what a great time it is to be alive because of what you can do. I go to Utah to see my daughter because of a medical situation. I come back to Baltimore and I'm at the baseball game that night. I go out, I worked on Friday before the game. I worked on Saturday. Did some stuff Saturday, flew out to Utah on Sunday, or flew out to Denver on Sunday, changed my plans and flew to Salt Lake on Monday to be there for my daughter again. That's twice in a week I've been out to Utah for my daughter and her baby. The newborn is born. I get to see her and just think about the miracle of life, and it really is a miracle. And thank heaven so far, everything is good for this little 4-pound, 1-ounce granddaughter of mine. Then I hop on a plane and I fly to Chicago for 30 bucks. And I come and start work here Tuesday morning. I work Wednesday. It's now Thursday. The job is done. The clients are thrilled. I get on a plane at 10:20 tonight. I fly back to Denver because it's a Frontier Airlines thing and Denver's their hub. So you're going in and out of Denver a lot. But that's fine. It's 30 bucks to get from here to Denver and back to Washington, D.C. I'll be back in Washington at noon tomorrow in time for my 2 o'clock appointment to help somebody in Washington haul away their junk. And in the meantime, I'm creating new brands. You know, Walk Walk Who's There, I created last night on my phone through Gmail. And when I get back, I'll upload the walk that I went on last night as my first video on YouTube for my new channel on YouTube, which cost me nothing. And I mean, show me a better life. I mean, what, you know, and it's just an amazing thing. And I'm just kind of stunned at what you can do in the world these days when you take advantage of technology and you take advantage of travel. It is a very small world. You can get all over it very quickly, and I think that's just kind of cool. Now, one other thing I want to talk about. Somewhere, I think on February 15th, I mentioned a lady down in Atlanta. Her name is Tina. That's all I'm going to tell you about her. I mentioned her because I had found her online on a website, and had been down to see her a couple of times. She's really a classy lady, classy girl, and she's just a lot of fun to be around, et cetera. So I've had fun with that. On February 15th, another corporate jet getting ready to take off, February 15th, I talked about her for the last 20 minutes of my show, and I'd never met her. Well, I've since met her and gone down to see her a couple of times. I can fly nonstop from Baltimore to Atlanta for $15, confirmed seats, you know. So I make the most of that. But here's the cool thing, and I'm going to end the show with this, because I'm a big fan of the idea that it's always about the other guy. And if you want to make a lot of friends and make them quick, just observe other people and what they're doing, what they're wearing, what they're saying, what they're talking about, how they're acting, and see if you have anything in common with them. And you will get a relationship off to a great start if you focus on them and kind of naturally talk about stuff that appears to be important to them. So I learned in the last couple of months that this girl down in Atlanta has a birthday coming up on Saturday. And I did a little research on this birthday and found out, remember, her name is Tina. I did a little research on this birthday and found out that Tina Fey from Saturday Night Live was born on the exact same day as Atlanta Tina was. So guess what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get Tina Fey to call Atlanta Tina this Saturday and wish her a happy birthday, because it's Tina Fey's birthday the same day this Saturday as well. And I'm trying to surprise Atlanta Tina with a phone call from Tina Fey that says, hey, happy birthday. We were born on the exact same day, the exact same year, May 18th, 1970. Now, I just think that's kind of a cool challenge. And so I've been on Twitter and making some calls to Saturday Night Live up in New York, which is like impossible to get through to anybody. But I'm trying. And I've got a couple of days to try to see if I can somehow get Tina Fey to call this girl in Atlanta and they can wish each other happy birthday this Saturday, which I think is going to be kind of fun. I don't know if it'll work, but I'm trying. And it's the challenge of trying to make it happen that makes it so much fun. Because if it happens, can you imagine how Tina in Atlanta is going to feel when she all of a sudden gets a phone call from a world famous comedian and celebrity who just happens to have been born on the exact same day? What are the odds of that? That two Tinas born on exactly the same day, I'm just trying to connect them on both of their birthdays, which is this Saturday. So if anybody listening to this program has any kind of contact with Tina Fey, F-E-Y, Saturday Night Live, and etc. up in New York, let me know. Or call bbsradio.com or something. I'm trying to get a hold of her to see if she can make that call and surprise Atlanta Tina for her birthday just for fun. That's the kind of stuff in my life that makes it so much fun. And it's the challenge of trying to pull off something that a lot of other people might say can't be done that gives me adrenaline and boosts my faith and gives me energy and makes life so much fun. Because as I showed up at these people's place on Tuesday morning with just myself and a pickup truck, believing that I could get this done, I wasn't 100% sure because I hadn't been in their unit to see. I didn't know if there were stairs or whatever. That woman, if you had given her a chance, would have bet her life that I was not going to be able to get the job done. And yet, midway through day one, she started using the word amazing as she watched me get this done. Now it's all done, and I think she's still shaking her head. So dare to follow your instincts. Dare to set up your own brand. Dare to walk around the Chicago Executive Airport at night just to get in your 10,000 steps. That's the adventure in life, and that's what makes it so much fun. So we talk about getting the junk out of your homes, but we also talk about getting it out of your life. The second one technically matters more than the first one, but we're pretty darn good at the first one, too. And this has been a blast sitting here looking at these corporate jets from the Chicago Executive Airport. Had to do the show from here today just because I had so much fun here. I'm off to Denver / Washington, D.C. tonight, and I'm having a blast with the MyFitnessPal app and walking 10,000 steps a day. So life is good, and I'm your host, Alan Cook, and I will be back next week, and I can't wait to see what happens between now and next Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern. Shout out, as always, to Don and Doug Newsom, great guys who run the BBS Radio / TV network. You can check out what they have available at bbsradio.com. And if you want to do a radio show yourself, contact me, and I'll tell you how easy it is to do it with these guys at BBS Radio. They really are top-notch. Have a great week. I'm off to grab something to eat and then off to O'Hare to get over to Midway to catch a flight at 10:22 tonight. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Junk Refund Show. We'll see you next Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.